USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Roger Stone has been sentenced. The former presidential confidant, who was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering, got 40 months. There was no emotion on Stone's face as Judge Amy Berman Jackson sternly explained the factors that went into his sentencing and why the behavior was so criminal. The judge addressed Stone's supporters, who said it was simply a political prosecution. She said the House Intelligence Committee had every duty to investigate this, and there was nothing phony about it. The president said that he believes Stone will be exonerated and was asked if he would pardon him.
I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump spoke at the Hope for Prisoners graduation, a ceremony for former prisoners. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society.
Health officials in China say over 2,100 people have now died from the coronavirus, with over 75,000 worldwide infected. Off the coast of Japan, more than 600 passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19, accounting for more than half of all cases outside China. South Korea is now declaring one of its cities a special management zone after a rash of new infections there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A convicted leaker of classified information wants out of prison. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning has been held in a detention center for 11 months after refusing to answer questions about WikiLeaks and its co-founder Julian Assange. Manning shared classified documents with that website in 2010. Her lawyers filing a petition in Virginia saying that she won't ever testify before the grand jury investigating WikiLeaks, and the lawyers pointed out that the attorney general was found to be in contempt of congressional subpoenas, and President Trump has ordered his staff not to comply with subpoenas. They said there seems to be different rules for different people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A winter storm is heading across the South, with rain stretching from the Florida Panhandle across Georgia and South Carolina. Snow and ice for North Carolina, Virginia, and extreme southern Maryland. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says it will be pretty bad, but major icing is not expected.
That's good news, because that means that the roads will be easier to treat and clear, and there shouldn't be any major issues with power outages.
More than a half a foot of snow could fall in eastern North Carolina, including the Outer Banks, as well as the Hampton Roads area of southeastern Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.